Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you are able to join me today. And we're continuing on in some thoughts I've been sharing on 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which declares, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And we've been sharing about the habit of giving thanks. That is actually something that we can learn to do. It's a habit that can be acquired. It should be learned, because if we will allow ourselves to make thankfulness and gratitude and gratefulness a part of our lives, it will bring joy to the heart of God. It will make such a difference in the lives of others when we begin to be thankful and appreciative for what they do. And of course, when we do that, joy comes into our own heart. We can't give without receiving in a bountiful way. Also, as we just continue on now with some thoughts the Lord has given, that the giving of thanks will always strengthen faith in the goodness of God. As we begin to give thanks, we'll think and recall those times that God has moved and answered our prayers, how He's never failed us or deserted us. He's always been there. John R. Bisogno, author of The Power of Positive Prayer, says that the first step in effective prayer is praise, that we're to go into the presence of God thanking Him for all that He has done for us. It will do something for our hearts, our faith, and our gratitude. Paul had this in mind when he wrote, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." That's Philippians 4:6. And if you don't thank God for His blessings upon you, well, actually, it'll have an effect of weakening our faith, that we will not be looking at what God has done, but we'll just be looking at what the enemy wants to do. So, beloved, we need to give thanks not only for the benefits we receive, but the fact that it'll keep us strong spiritually. And to be habitually thankful is to deepen your love for God and for others. This is a love that can be cultivated, and it grows. One of the finest ways to cultivate love for one another is to develop the habit of giving thanks. An expression of gratitude does much for you and also for others. Another thought is that if we're habitually thankful, it will encourage an optimistic and hopeful outlook on lives. We look at people around us, and there are so many lives that are just swallowed up in pessimistic, negative thoughts and expressions and confessions, and they just see everything in a dark light. They just have a real difficulty because it's what they choose to do. Now, the problem is they're in such a habit of being negative, it's automatic. They don't even think about it. And that might affect you and I. There are times we can just react in a certain way and we don't even realize that it's something we do all the time. We need to examine our behavior, our words, and the thoughts of our heart, that if we're not careful, it's possible to let roots of bitterness grow there and take root. And so if we live in this world, so everything around us is negative and pessimistic. And so we all have, and we're certainly all exposed to more negativity and pessimism than is good for us. You know, we can always see the hole instead of the donut, or just half a glass of water instead of the full glass. And why? Because we live in a fallen world, and also because we tend to be very self-oriented. The Latin word for optimus means best, to be an optimist, while the Latin word pessimus means worst. Another thought I'd like to share with you is that if we're habitually thankful, if we'll do that, we'll discover the beauty of living. And this is something God is doing in my own heart. I'm really have been working on developing a thankful, grateful attitude. Life can be beautiful if we look for the flowers, if we develop the habit of being sensitive and just being aware of the good things that come along in life, life will be more beautiful. So, beloved, what can we say? The giving of thanks can be developed as a habit. How do we do that, you might ask? Well, we must begin by being grateful today, right now. Right now, be thankful for what God has given you. And you can say, well, you don't understand what's going on in my life right now, Sister Glass. You don't know what I'm going through. But gratitude really is a memory of the heart. And we should determine that we're going to be grateful again and again until it becomes an automatic expression of our soul. That's what a habit is. We get in the habit of, brushing our teeth or, just doing things around the house in a certain way. We don't even think about it. It's just automatic. Well, it's like putting a car. Most of us have automatic cars. You put it in automatic, you don't even have to think about shifting. The car does it itself. So that's what habits are for us. We kind of lock into automatic and we just go about doing whatever it is that we do because they're so familiar and repeated. But, and in some ways, it's just when it's natural things, that's fine. But if it's attitudes that are not Christ-honoring, then we need to take a second look at them. So we must begin by being grateful today. Hallelujah. We must, even the most unfortunate among us, we all have many things for which we can be thankful. We must search for the things to be grateful for. Sometimes, when things aren't the way we want them, we have to ask ourselves, well, now, what is a blessing right now? We need to express gratitude even for the small things. We can bring joy into the life of a waitress or a clerk by being thankful for the service that they've rendered. Teachers, for example, they'll be delighted if we tell them we sincerely appreciate what they're doing for us or our children. How long has it been since you've sent a note or a letter or a card to someone expressing sincere thanks for what they've meant to you and have done for you? I've been in a habit pattern lately of, because unfortunately in today's workforce, there are many people who are just, they're physically there, but they hate their jobs. They don't like what they're doing. They've got miserable attitudes. They may be even in a service position, but they don't really have the proper attitude in customer relations that they should. I mean, I've talked to some people and the minute you just tell them what your need is and they begin to tell you automatically why it can't be done, why they can't help you. Whereas on the other hand, you'll meet people that they're very willing to help. And when I find that, I'm always, in fact, sometimes I'll call a supervisor and say, so-and-so, they were very gracious. They were very helpful. And I just want to take the time to commend them and to thank you for the good service they're providing. Just little things, and they can be such a blessing. So we have to search for ways to express thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. God wants us to develop the habit of expressing thanks, for he's glorified not by our murmurings and complainings and groanings, but by our expression of thanks. The art of thanksgiving is thanks living, gratitude in action. It's applying Albert Schweitzer's philosophy. And I quote, "In gratitude for your own good fortune, you must render in return some sacrifice of your life for other life. It is thanking God for the gift of life by living it triumphantly." Beloved, it's thanking God for all that men and women have done for us by doing for others. It's thanking God for opportunities by accepting them as a challenge to achievement. It's thanking God for happiness by striving to make others happy. It's thanking God for beauty by helping to make the world a more beautiful place. It's thanking God for inspiration by trying to be an inspiration to others. It's thanking God for health and strength by the care and reverence that we show our bodies. It's thanking God for each new day by living it to its very fullest. Praise God. Well, in closing, I'd like to share a poem from a UCM partner, a sister writing from Glendale, Oregon, and she's entitled that poem, In Everything, Give Thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. When we do as the Bible tells us, we can expect God's approving nod. We have so much to be thankful for: salvation, family, friends, freedom, health, the comforts of life, and that's just a place to begin. Did you have warm clothes to wear today? Did you sleep in a comfortable bed? Did you have food in your house for breakfast? Do you have a roof over your head? Now, that's just a few of the things that we have. I could never name them all. Make a list of your own, of your blessings, then tack that list to your wall. When you witness to folks about Jesus, tell them how he's made you anew. Don't ever give Satan top billing by telling what he's put you through. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When Jesus abides in our temple, we can let his banner unfurl. Now these are the things we're to think on: whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, and lovely are God's choice for me and for you. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So why would we dwell on the negative when we're told to be joyful at length? Don't explain away God's promises. His word never changes, you see. He hasn't run out of miracles. If you can only believe him, they're free. When Jesus uttered the words, "It is finished," as he gave up the ghost that day, it wasn't just for redemption, but for everything that comes man's way. He paid a great price for our healing as he was beaten with a cat o' nine tails. His blood ran down the deep furrows so believers could be made well. I'm so thankful for my Father's love that he's adopted me for his own. He loads me down with benefits as he looks down from his throne. So as you celebrate with loved ones, take that list and give thanks to the King for all the good and perfect gifts that he, in his goodness, brings. Praise God. A sister sharing a poem from Glendale, Oregon. Well, God bless you. It's time for me to say goodbye. Until next time, thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.